Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are our light in the midst of the darkness of the world. We thank you as you enlighten the eyes of our understanding once more. We thank you that you are our teacher, you are our guide. Thank you for guiding us through the scriptures, instructing us. Thank you that we will learn at your feet, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your light like a river as we hear your word. Thank you for the outpouring of your grace like a river as we hear your word. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And everyone says, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please, let's read Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 46 once more. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Matthew 13, from 44 to 46. Please, let's go together. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Amen. So again, we see how God is telling us how his kingdom is. He's telling us about his kingdom. And as we said two Sundays ago and four Sundays ago, what we have to understand is what we are searching for is the good treasure. And we know God is good. And so we can see clearly what the Lord is saying is that we keep looking into the scriptures. That is how to search, as we've said earlier. How do we search? We search in the scriptures. It is also called seeking him, seeking God, searching to know God according as he is written. And so after the born-again experience, as we continue in the word of God, remember John chapter chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. He says there that if we continue in his word, we will know the truth, and the truth we know will set us free. I tell you, the truth we know will set us free from lies. Lies is what? Darkness. So you can see truth is light, and truth will set us free from darkness and the wrong ways of life. So you can see searching the scriptures, we will find the good treasure. And as we have said, the Holy Spirit is that good treasure. The Holy Spirit, the same glory. Remember that Christ gave us his Spirit. And so that Spirit given to us, the Holy Spirit, is also called the Spirit of Truth. He will only operate by the Word of God. And so you see now why we need to be searching the Scripture, search the Word of God to know what is in there. Then the glory given to us will start to flow in our lives. And as we said, the beginning of the flow of the Holy Spirit as we're searching the Scriptures is the light of understanding. From light of understanding, we went to light of wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Wisdom, as we have said, is also light. If you look at the seven candlesticks in the holy place, all the sticks are with light. So every aspect of God is light. So you can see that the glory is light. The glory of God, the Spirit of God is light. But we have to understand that the light is only through the Word of God, because the Word of God is what? Lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. The word of God is also the word of light. God and his word are one and the same. And so we went on to looking at the truth that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light we need in the world. We have to understand that sin and lies is also called darkness. So for us to live successfully as God wants us to live successfully, avoiding the lies and the sin and the darkness, we need light. And that's where Jesus comes in. Jesus is the light of the world. So we have to understand the world is falling in corruption. And that's part of the reason why God is going to create a new heaven and earth. So, but we who are his own, we need to have his light, continue in his light, so that we will not be part of the darkness. And that is where you have to keep searching. Searching comes in, searching the scriptures daily, so that you partake of the light of understanding, the light of wisdom to guide you and I through things in life, in our daily lifestyle. We need the light of wisdom of God. We need to understand our ways so that the ways that are sinful, we will, by the light of wisdom, avoid by choice. And so again, we see a great key. We need to keep searching. God and his word are one and the same. So if we want to partake of the Holy Spirit, who is also called the Spirit of Truth, we have to make sure we are looking into the word of God, because God does all things by his word. God and his word are one and the same. Same. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And we also read John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 9. We see it clearly there that Jesus is the light of the world. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 60, and we will see what the Lord is talking about. We need Jesus. Jesus is the word of God, isn't it? And Jesus is the truth. So you can see that if we want to be guided by the light, we need truth. For truth goes with the light. Truth is also called the word of light. Jesus is the light and he is the truth. Please let's read Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 to 3. Please let's go. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. You can see the prophetic word already spoken ahead, that you and I were people of light. We will have light. We will walk in that light. His glory will be guiding us. He will be guiding us through life, through the darkness. See, a great key. He will be guiding us through the darkness, and everyone in that darkness will comprehend by the light of God upon us that is the right way, and they will come to partake of the light that we have. And so again, you can see light of understanding to guide us through life, to guide us in everything we're doing, so that we do things according to the word of God and the way of the word of God. We have to understand that truth goes with the way of truth. That is why Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. But note one thing, he is the way and the truth. So truth has the way of truth. So we can't say we are people of truth and going in the way of darkness. It won't work. What has light got to do with darkness? And we can't say we want to go in the way of truth and neglect the word of the way of truth, which is the word of God, also called truth. So we have seen it that the way of light is the way of truth. The way of darkness is the way of sin and lies. So these are two entirely separate things. Please let's look at some scriptures before we move on to what we were sharing the last time concerning this topic. Let's first look at Psalm 40 and verse 2, so that we understand that Jesus, who is the light, we have to understand he's also the Word of God. We cannot enjoy the light of Jesus without the Word of God. The Word of God is the Word of light. We have to understand that the good treasure is through the Word of God, searching, and then we start to enjoy the river of understanding and the river of wisdom. It is also a river flowing like light, you know, light flowing forth like a volcano. When it's erupting, you will see the content there is blazing light. That is similar to what the Lord is saying. So light flowing like a river as we continue to look into the word of light, the word of God daily. And I tell you, we have a vein of supply of light in the midst of the darkness. We will know what to do and what not to do. We will know what is the way of God and what is not the way of God. Psalm 40, please let's read verse 2. Psalm 40 from verse 1 and 2. Please let's go. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Please underline that. Established my goings. Establishing our way. Look at, he set our feet on the rock. The rock, Jesus Christ, is the word of God. So you see, setting our feet, establishing us in the word of God, establishing us in the faith, goes with what? Good ways. Our ways, we go. He established the good ways even as we continue to look into the word of God. Please let's flip forward to Psalm 32. Okay, sorry, backward. Psalm 32, and let's look at verse 8. Psalm 32 and verse 8. Please let's read it together. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. Please let's go again. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. See, he will instruct us his word. Through hearing of the word of God, he will guide us. So you can see the word of God is what? Lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. But he has to instruct us the word, the very word that is lamp to our feet and light to our path. He has to teach us so that we partake of the light that is in the word of God. Let's flip forward to chapter 37. And let's look at verse 23 so that we really understand. We need to be searching the scriptures daily, the treasure, the light, the guidance, the understanding, the wisdom is available there, but we have to be searching with the right heart and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. And so again, Psalm 37, let's drop down to verse 23. Please let's go. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Let's go again. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. We see again that it is the Lord who will set us on the good path. It is the Lord who will show us the right way, the way of light, so that we will tread the way of light. We have to understand these things. If we are not looking into the Word of God, we won't know the right way to do things. We will just be doing anything, anyhow. And that will be darkness. And yet, the great deception is that we will think we're in the light. So, without the Word of God, forget it. And of course, if you are looking into the Word of God, you have to be looking with the right heart. We'll be looking at that later. Let's flip forward to Psalm 85. Please, are you writing down all these scriptures so that you will look at them later? Psalm 85, and let's zero down to... Okay, let's take it from verse 11 to 13. Please, let's go. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Please underline that phrase in verse 13. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall what? Set us in the way of his steps. So we see that it is the Lord who will set us in the way of light. It is the Lord who will set us in the way of truth. We have to be looking into the Word of God so that he will do this. He will cleanse us of our evil ways and set us on the right way, the right path, the way of truth, the way of the fear of God, the way to do things right, the way to do what he wants us to do. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10, and let's zero down to verse 23 and 24. Let's take that together. We will use that to go into what we were looking at. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. Please, let's go together. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Please note that. We cannot direct our steps. It is either we allow the devil to direct our steps through hearing lies and not looking into the Word of God, or we allow God to direct our steps by the hearing of faith, looking into the Word of God. As we are looking into the Word of God now, sharing the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is allowing us to understand. So now we understand that our ways are not in ourselves. We don't even understand the good way or the evil way. It is by the light of Christ that we use to even understand the evil way. And then by that same light, we understand the good way. Remember in the tree, in the Garden of Eden, at the center is the tree of the knowledge of good and what? evil. So only God has total knowledge of everything. He knows the nature of evil. He understands the way of evil, but he will not go the evil way. And he knows his own way, which he goes. But you and I, we don't know either way. So we need God to tell us, to show us the good way and the evil way, so that we can choose to go the good way. We need God, and that is where the good treasure comes in. And remember, the good treasure, he gave us the Holy Spirit. If you read the whole of John chapter 17, you will realize in verse 7 and 8 that he gave us the Word of God. And of course, if you drop down to verse 22 and 23, you will see there that he gave us his glory. So the Word of God and the glory of God goes together. The Word of God and the glory of God goes together. Light, the Holy Spirit is light and goes with the Word of God. Jesus, the light of the world, is also called the Word of God. And I tell you, John chapter 1, verse 14 brings it closer. The word and the glory, we see it there. The word was made flesh, and was, you know, the word was made manifest. The glory of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. So we see the Word of God and the glory, the glorious light, they come together. The Word of God and the glory of God, the glory is filled with light, but the glory is also truth, or the Word of God. God and his word are one and the same. And we have seen it, that if we want to enjoy the light, we have to go through the Word of God, searching the scriptures. Please let's return back to that Jeremiah chapter 10. We have read verse 23. Let's read verse 24. Please let's go. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Please let's read it again. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Amen. We see that verse 24 is linked with verse 23. We've read it, that our way is not in us. And then now he's saying, correct me, correct me. In other words, if we don't have truth, we will automatically go the way of darkness. And so, correct me. And remember, only the spirit man is born again. The flesh, which is the soul and the body, they're still with the sinful nature. So they will automatically go the way of darkness. They will automatically do things in a darkened manner and think they're actually doing good. You see, that is the deception of the evil way. So going the wrong way is the attribute of the fallen soul and the body that is not born again. Inherently or automatically, they will do things. We will think wrong thoughts and we will do wrong things because the flesh or the soul and the body are not born again. And remember, the spirit man is still a baby spirit. And so we need the Word of God to show us that the way of the flesh is wrong, and this is the right way, which is the way of truth. And when that illumination comes, that what we're doing is wrong, that is the word of correction. As he shows us that the darkness is wrong and is not the right way, he is correcting you and I. He's correcting us wanting to get us away from the sinful way onto the right path. So the word of God is also called the word of correction. The word of God is also called what? The word of correction. Please, let's open to 2 Timothy, I think. Yes, 2 Timothy chapter 3, the word of God. So light, the light of God, the light of understanding, the wisdom of God will make us to know and understand our evil ways. And of course, when we accept, we are put on the good way. So you can see that the word of God will correct. If you are not ready to receive correction from God, forget it. It won't work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, please let's zero down to verses 16 and 17. Please let's go. All scripture is given for inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So now we understand what the Lord was saying through Jeremiah. The word of God, it will show to us that darkness is darkness, and then show to us light is light. Choose. And of course, if we accept the correction of the word of God concerning our dark ways, I tell you, and we acknowledge that we have done something wrong, he will get us onto the right way of doing things. And that is the way of the kingdom of God. That is the way of the kingdom of God. Please, let's open to Matthew chapter 25 again, and let's look at the story of the 10 virgins. Remember, when we all accepted Christ, we have Christ in us, our hope of glory. So the light is in us. But look, how did the light of the 5 foolish virgins became what? Dark. In other words, the light went out and they had no more light. And of course, if you have no more light, you'll be walking in the darkness, isn't it? And I tell you, we need to learn, because this is the way of the kingdom of God. If after the born again experience you don't continue in the word of God, we've seen it, we'll be walking in darkness. Those 5 foolish virgins, the qualification there is foolish. In other words, to walk in darkness is to walk in foolishness, is to be foolish and walk in foolishness, in foolishness. That is darkness. So you can see that the 5 foolish virgins, they had light originally, but what happened? They did not continue in the word of God, and the light went out. So foolishness set in. Darkness set in. Yes, they were believers before, but the light went out. They allowed their light to go out. And now we will understand the song we always sing. Let your, I think it's Sunday school song. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You have to make a choice to keep your light shining by looking into the word of God, by searching. That's the way of the kingdom of God. The parable in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46 is profound, telling us the way of the kingdom of God. And so again, you see the 5 foolish virgins allowed their light to go out. And I tell you, another way we can allow our light to go out is by refusing correction. I repeat, another way you can allow foolishness to set in, another way you can allow your light to go out is by refusing the corrective reproof of the Word of God. When the Lord says, here is the way, walk in it, and you say, I like my own way. I'm set in my ways. I'm used to my lifestyle. You have just chosen that your light should go out because you have chosen to walk in the way of foolishness. So we have to understand correction is part and parcel of the kingdom of God. If God says this way we are doing things is the way of the world, the way of darkness, is the way of sin, stop it, and we refuse, we have chosen that, okay, we will be as the five foolish virgins, allowing our light to go out. We have to understand these things, they are all in the scriptures. And so again, you see the five foolish virgins, they had light. Every one of them, the 10 virgins, had light. But what happened to 50%? What happened to the five foolish virgins? They were not continuing in the word of God, or they continued, and when the word of God corrected them, they refused to yield. They rejected correction. They despised the word of correction of the word. These are things we have to understand. Please let's open to Job chapter 5. Let's start off from there, and we'll see how very important it is to receive the corrective reproof of the Word of God. For example, we see how the Word of God, when I think it's in the book of Haggai, when things were not going well, and then they complained to the priest that, oh, look at, we are toiling, things are not going well. The word of correction came concerning the tithe, that they were not bringing the tithe, and even when they brought the tithe, it was wrong. You know, they would bring lame animals, you know, the bad things, you know, and then that, how can things go well? So you can see the word of what? Correction concerning our ways. Not only the things of the house of God, but in our personal lives, in the way we do things, in the way we relate, correction will come. As we're reading the word of God, I tell you, the Holy Spirit will be convicting our hearts of things we're doing wrong. And this is where your choice comes in. Do you want to do things the right way? In other words, receive the corrective reproof of the word of God, letting go of what he has corrected you, or you want to remain there, or pretend, package it in another way. In other words, being as the five foolish virgins, allowing your light to go out. So we've seen two things concerning how we can allow the light given to us to go out. We've seen it if we don't continue in the word of God, and of course, if we reject the correction of God. We have to understand we are now sons of God in Christ Jesus, and God will correct us because he's our Father. We've seen that in the scriptures. But let's read Job chapter 5 from verse 17 to 27. Are we there? Please let's go. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrected. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Please let's stop there. See? Verse 17 says, happy, behold, happy is the man whom God what corrected. If God says what you are doing is wrong, this is the right way, the scripture says you should be rejoicing and be happy. Remember, the scripture says a contrite and repentant heart the Lord will not what despise. We have to understand, I think it's in Psalm 51 verse 17, a contrite and repentant heart the Lord will not despise. In other words, he's happy with a contrite and repentant heart, interpreted as he's happy with the person that quickly and joyfully accept correction. I tell you, all of us will be corrected. Do you know why? Because only God is good. All of us will be corrected. Even in our thoughts, in what we're planning, in our lifestyle, in what we do, comportment, the Lord will correct us. Because only God is good. So all of us, no matter the title, whether bishop, archbishop, or anything, we will be corrected. Even a child born today will be corrected. Because it is in sin are we conceived. As long as we're in this flesh, we will still sin. Because only the spirit man is born again. It is after we receive a new spiritual body, then the hindrances of the sinful nature is removed. But as long as we're in this flesh, we'll be corrected. That is the way of the kingdom of God. The word of God will reprove us. The word of God will tell us things we're doing wrong in our hearts, in our thoughts, in attitude, in lifestyle, in everything. The word of God will correct you and I. It is left to you to have a heart to receive correction. That's why the scripture says a contrite and repentant heart the Lord will not what despise. In other words, he's happy. And we've seen it here that you and I should be happy when the Lord corrects us that what we're doing is wrong. He is showing you and I that he's our Father. We should be happy and be quick to receive correction and ask, Lord, how should I do it? What then should I do? Remember, those who went to be baptized by John the Baptist, after the baptism, they asked him, what then shall we do? Because the word of correction, the tax collectors, the soldiers, the publican, they were charging, they were not behaving well. Now, the word of God convicted their heart and they had received correction. They don't want to do it again. So they asked, how shall we now live? Many of us, after we accepted Christ, we didn't really ask, how shall we now live? And so we went back to our what? Old ways. But we thank God, our God is a God of many, many chances. And so we see a great key. Correction is part of the kingdom of God. If you don't want correction, you don't belong to God. It's quite clear in scriptures. I tell you, but you know, when we are corrected, of course our pride will be bruised. Our ego. Oh, because we might have thought, okay, we are somebody special. We do things specially, you know. We don't have any fault at all. All these things. But I tell you, no correction is pleasant. Of course, we have hot feelings. But I tell you, if we truly love God, if we truly want to be people of truth, we have to swallow our pride and ask, how should we now do it? Like those publicans, soldiers, and tax collectors who asked John the Baptist, how should we now live? Please let's put our hands here. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 66, and we'll see what God is saying to you and I. Correction is part and parcel of the kingdom of God. If you don't want God to correct you, forget it. You don't belong to Him. You have chosen to be a bastard son. But I know that you and I, we have chosen to be true sons of God in Christ Jesus. And we will allow Him to train us and move us into the path of truth, the way of light. Isaiah chapter 66, let's zero down to verse 2. Please let's go. For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. In other words, receives correction, receives reprove, a heart that wants to be corrected and is happy to be corrected, a heart that when the word of God says this is the way to do things and realizes that, oh, I've been doing it wrong, will repent and say, Lord, forgive me, I've been doing it wrong, please help me to do it right. That is what the Lord is talking about. A contrite and repentant heart, He will not despise. That is what the scripture is talking about. The poor spirit is not poor as in money, money, money. It's meekness, willingness to yield to correction. Please let's go back to Job chapter 5 and let's continue. You will see the benefit. Happy is the man whom the Lord corrects. Look at the benefit of accepting correction. I tell you, those five wise virgins, they were looking into the word of God, and then as the word of God was correcting them, they were yielding. So their light was increasing. They had ample light. So if these two, three things, we would talk about the third aspect. If these two things plus the one we will yet speak, making three, if these three things are in place, your light will be increasing. The Holy Spirit will be flowing, flooding your life. But if any of those three, they are missing. For example, if you are reading the Bible and you are not yielded to correction, you might as well not read it. If you are reading it with the right attitude and accepting correction, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of light, Jesus is light. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. He's the same glory filled with light. Light will be flooding your life. You will be enjoying not only the light of understanding, you will enjoy the light of wisdom, the light of revelation, knowledge. You will enjoy the light of grace, grace of life. You will enjoy every aspect of the candlestick. Every aspect of God, the fullness of God, because those three things are in place. Please let's continue. Job chapter 5, let's read verse 18 now. For he maketh sore and bindeth up, he wounded and his hands make whole. Look at, correction is grievous, it will wound our pride. Because we have thought we were doing it right. Correction will bruise our ego. It will show us up as, look, we're not it. It will wound us. But I tell you, when we accept, it is the same God, whose word wounds us in our heart, who will bind our wounds. He will restore health to us and heal us of our wounds, isn't it? So he, as we accept, he will make our heart right again, remove all the hot feelings, and set us in the way of truth. Remember, we will hear his voice saying, "Here is the way, walk in it." We will always hear the voice of correction. In showing us the right way to do things, he will show up the wrong ways we've been doing it as wrong. We have to understand this is the way of God's kingdom. Verse 19, please let's go. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven. There shall no evil touch thee, because we yielded to correction. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth, for thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with thee, and thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation and shall not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo, this we have searched, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thy good. See, simple correction, accepting correction. See all the benefits. I tell you, all the days of our lives will be corrected of our sinful ways. But we have to be happy. Happy to be corrected and accept correction and ask him, how shall I do it now? What shall I do? Help me, God. Look at the story of Abimelech in Genesis chapter 20. Yes. Please read it. Genesis chapter 20. See how God corrected him. See how God corrected a whole king. Genesis chapter 20. That is what we're talking about. Every one of us, just as he corrected the publicans and the soldiers and the tax collectors, so did he correct a whole king. We have to understand all these things. Correction is a way of life. Reproof is a way of life in God's kingdom. He can use anyone to even correct us. He can speak through a donkey as he spoke to Balaam. He spoke with him through the donkey. He was going in the way of what? Foolishness. So you can see that God will always correct you and I. Please let's flip forward to Job chapter 33, and we will see there. Please write from verse 14 to verse 30. You will see there that correction is a way of life with God. If you are a son of God in Christ Jesus, you have to be corrected. We have to understand this is the style or the pattern or the way God does things in his kingdom. If you want to partake of that light, if you want to enjoy the good treasure, you have to accept daily. He may correct you and I day by day. Oh yes, till he sets you and I right. But all of our days on the face of the earth, we have to note it. He will correct us. And if you start to study the Bible and he starts to correct you, because as we start to study the Bible, it will convict us of all our ways. After some time, they will say, it's too hard to read all those things there. And they will stop reading the Bible. Whereas some, as they continue, they start to steal their heart to it. But some, is this what the Word of God says? Okay, I repent. Lord, help me to do it right. And you will start to see. Those are the good soil, bringing forth fruit. And so we have to understand these things. So now the heart is part of the three points. Study the word with the right heart attitude and then accept correction. The right heart attitude is also linked with acceptance of correction. The right heart attitude, a heart willing to know truth and live by the truth. A heart willing to know truth and obey truth. Once you have that right heart attitude in place, then you add with it acceptance of correction. The word of God will reprove us. It will always correct us because only God is good, and he brought us out of darkness. We have to understand, when we accepted Christ is the day we became born again. We were in darkness before we accepted Christ. So we are used to the ways of what? Darkness. But now that we're in God's kingdom, as we start to look into the word of God, he will start to show us all the ways we knew that they are wrong, and we have to make a U-turn, accepting correction. But if we don't accept and we still continue in our old sinful ways, forget it. The light will go out. Please let's read Job chapter 33, verse 14. From verse 14 to 30, we will pick some points. Okay, let's go. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit, I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. So again, we see how God corrects you and I. We have to understand these things. Let's look at Psalm 94. It is to our own benefit if you don't allow the word of God to straighten you out. Then you have chosen to have your light go out. You have chosen to be like the foolish virgins. Psalm 94, let's read verse 7 to 13. Psalm 94. So we have to understand correction. Correction is part of the kingdom of God, is part and parcel. We can't do without it at all. Psalm 94 from verse 7 to 13, yes. Okay, let's go. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, you brutish among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He that planted the air, shall he not hear? He that informeth the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. See a great key. When we accept correction, is to our benefit. He will keep us from the days of adversity. He will keep us even in the days of adversity. But we have seen it there that God corrects man. In fact, right from the garden, he corrected Adam and Eve. We have to understand it. He corrected Adam and Eve that you have done wrong. We have to understand right from the garden. That's the way of the kingdom of God. Correcting. Why have you done wrong? And of course, we know the story of Cain. As he was thinking bad thoughts, the Lord corrected him. But he chose to ignore it, steal his heart to the correction, and chose the wicked way. We have to understand. That's the way of God's kingdom. He corrected our first parents, so he will correct you and I. That is the way of God's kingdom. We have to understand all these things. Please, let's have our paper and pen. Let's write down these scriptures so that you will look at them further. It will help you and I to understand what the Lord is saying. The light of the world is the light that corrects you and I from the way of darkness and then get us back onto the way of light, which Adam and Eve were walking in before they sinned. But after they sinned, they were corrected. So the word of God will always correct you and I. That's part of the kingdom. In fact, is a key thing in the kingdom of God. So when some are saying grace covers sin, those are the words of people who despise. They have scorned the word of God. They have despised correction. They have refused correction. You have to understand where they are coming from. And of course, if you join them, you love it so. Please write Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 11 to 24. We looked at it the last time, and we picked some verses there. you know, verse 11 and 12 speaks of that correction, and then the way 17 and 18, 19 to 23. But please read from verse 11 to 24. And also Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, and Hosea chapter 10, verse 13 to 15, speaks of them choosing the way of iniquity, the way of darkness. And then please write Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 to 14, zero down to verse 12 to 14. You will see what the Lord is saying there. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 to 33. Please read everything. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 7 to 12. Am I too fast? Oh, sorry about that. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 7 to 12. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 to 23. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. You can zero down to verse 12 to 14, but I will encourage you and I to read the whole thing. And then, of course, Revelations chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, zero down to verse 4 to 5. Revelations chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. 14 to 20. But let's look at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Please let's go. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. In other words, the word of God. God and his word are one and the same. He will correct us. This is the right way. This is the way of light. That way is the way of darkness. So we have seen it. Finally, please let's open to Isaiah chapter 5. Sorry, Isaiah chapter 2, from verse 1 to 5. He will teach us. From verse 1, you will see there that he says, let us go to the house of the mountain of God. Let us go to the house of God that is established in the top of the mountains. The house of God is built on Mount Zion. We are built on the rock, and we give God all the glory. And then many shall say, come, let us go into the house of God, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. Verse 3 now, he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. In other words, teaching us, he has given us the word and his spirit, the glory of God. Everything. And then he will teach us his way. And look at verse 4, says there, there won't be any war, because the way of darkness is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Is the way of violence. So the word of God will make us to understand that the way of to steal, to kill, and to destroy, violence, is not of him. So we cannot be destructive or burning things all over the place. That is the way of darkness. We cannot be encouraging rebellion. That is the way of what? Darkness. But the word of God will show us the way of peace. Please let's read verse 5 together. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. The way of light, the way of peace, the way of righteousness, the way of truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. We will be told that our darkened ways, the way we do things, they are wrong. And then, when we accept, he will set us in his own path. He will set us in his what? Footsteps. He will set us in his way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. He is the way. Truth has the way of truth. And of course, truth, light will correct us. Truth of light, word of light will correct us. And when we accept, he will move us into the right way. Amen and amen. Please let's give him all the glory for all what we've shared. Please let's bless him. Our God is good all the time. We give him all the glory. Let's thank him for his faithfulness. Let's thank him for his word. He loves us so much. And we give him all the glory. We have to understand these basic things. Correction is a way of God's kingdom. Those who accept correction, they are blessed. To accept correction is to accept treatment of a son. If you reject correction, it is to, by choice, make self a bastard. Please let's give him all the glory. Let's thank God for his word this morning. Our God is good. We give God all the glory that his word is light unto our path. His word is lamp to our feet. He will guide our path. He will lead us in the journey of life. We're all in this world. We can only know this moment. In fact, this moment by self, by what I'm seeing in front of me. And yet, what I'm seeing in front of me is not everything in front of me that I'm seeing. I can only see to a particular distance. And yet, I can't see my back. In other words, even the today that we think we know, we don't yet know. In our own sphere, we don't even know everything in our sphere. Round about me, oh yes, I can't see my back. We have to understand we need the light of God. Only God knows everything. And this is what the scripture is telling you and I. Please let's open to Proverbs chapter 3. Yes, Proverbs chapter 3. Let's zero down to verse 19 and 20. We have to understand the light. God is making himself available through his son who gave us his spirit, the Holy Spirit, to guide us through life. These are things we need to understand. We don't know anything at all, but he knows all things. The same wisdom, the same understanding that created the heavens and the earth, that made you and I, created all things in the visible and invisible realm, is what is being made available to us. That is the good treasure. Please let's read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Please let's go. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. The Lord is making himself available to us. He's that good treasure. He's the light. He is the light of understanding. He's the light of wisdom. He is the light of knowledge. He knows all things. Nothing is hidden from him. Even before he made the heavens and the earth, he knew everything. He foreknew, he foresaw you and I. So he knows all of our days. So who best for us to trust? The light of the world. He has given you and I his spirit. He wants us to allow him to guide us through life in our day-to-day and also decision-making. He wants to be our wisdom. He wants to supply his understanding and wisdom of all things to you and I. That is what the Lord is talking about. And so, let's prepare our hearts. Where we have been proud, let's humble ourselves and ask him to forgive us. For we have returned to following in his footsteps. We have returned to the light of our salvation, the light who brought us into his kingdom. We have returned to that light to guide us through life. We are willing to accept guardians in every area of our lives, whether at work, in whatever position, at home, husbands, wife, children, everything, in all things. We have returned to our light, the light of the world, Jesus Christ. He's dwelling on the inside of us, Christ in us, our hope of glory. We have returned to the light of life, to following him. And so, please let's read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. As we return, we have willingly received and submitted to that wisdom, the light of understanding that he gave to us, the light of wisdom through Christ. Please let's go. The world by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Let's thank him. We receive his wisdom. Even as we open to John chapter 8, please let's thank him. Lord, we thank you that in all things, all of us will be led by you in everything. We have returned to your path, to your ways, all of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. John chapter 8, verse 12. And Lord, this is our prayer this morning, that we will follow you. Please let's say it. John chapter 8, verse 12. Please let's go. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Please let's go again. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We have decided to follow Jesus. Even as we continue to look into the word of God with a perfect heart, we have chosen to be corrected by the word of God. Lord, we give all the glory and we thank you, everyone under the sound of my voice, all those zooming in. Lord, we give all the glory that we have decided to follow you. In other words, to look into the word of God daily with a perfect heart, a heart willing to know truth and obey you, a heart willing to receive correction from the way of darkness and go unto the way of truth. Lord, we have decided to follow you, Lord. You are our light. You are our world. You are our everything, Lord. Lord, we want to walk in your light, and we no longer want to walk in darkness. Thank you for the light of life. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's sing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. We have decided to follow Jesus. We have decided to follow Jesus. We have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Let's sing it to one another. You have decided to follow Jesus. You have decided to follow Jesus. You have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Amen, amen. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Lord, we thank you that you are our understanding of all things. You are the understanding of our ways, wisdom in every situation of life, in our homes, in everything we do, businesses, jobs, as we go out and come in. Lord, we thank you for the light of understanding upon the people of God. Thank you as you lead us in all our ways, even in our thoughts, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that with you dwells the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.